You know, it was my freshman year in college, and you don't sit here and think, you know what, I'm excited. I got into a homeless shelter my freshman year of college.
That was 20-year-old Kenneth Wilson. He currently attends Full Sail University. Kenneth is about 5'9", well-dressed in a fitted polo and jeans. He seems like your ordinary college kid. You would never guess that he lives in a homeless shelter. When he was 18, Kenneth moved to Orlando from the Midwest for college. At first, he stayed in a motel, but he struggled to find a permanent place to live. After a few weeks, his money ran out and he was homeless. Since then, Kenneth has found shelter. He's moved forward and accepted his situation, but being homeless took its toll.
Me having to be silent was like shooting like a needle like through my arm and just saying, "Oh, don't make any noise." Like it was really painful not being able to be who you are. I felt like it was a part of me that just shut down and be like, "Okay, don't say anything."
Kenneth's story isn't unusual. He's one of thousands of homeless kids in Central Florida. Covenant House Orlando provides shelter and various outreach programs to kids like Kenneth. Maria Shorkey, Covenant House Director of Development, says it's common for kids to hide their home life.
Homeless kids are like any other youth in the community. They want to blend in. They don't want to stick out. So they do a great job at staying clean and, being able to hide with other kids their age. They don't step forward and say, "Hey, I'm homeless, count me."
Covenant House also conducts outreach programs in St. Cloud. While driving to St. Cloud, GED instructor Greg Johnson explained some of the challenges facing homeless youth in St. Cloud. They include access to services. There's only one bus line, which is why Covenant House goes to them. But perhaps the biggest hurdle is breaking the family cycle. Johnson says he recently had a mother and daughter graduate from his program together.
It's a traditional thing. It's something that they have to look at and change. The youth of the day have to look back and say they can't be like their parents. And that's why they're deciding to go back to school and do the things that they need to do.
At the church where Covenant House runs its outreach program, Johnson's students are waiting for lessons in science, social studies, English, and math.
136.
To be exact, All of them together is going to be 136. This one you got 10 square.
23.
The other challenge for nonprofits working to help Central Florida's homeless and at-risk youth is funding. Last year, it cost Covenant House $2.5 million to run its services. Covenant House works with the Orange County Public School Homeless Liaisons, the Department of Children and Families, and other nonprofits. Funding comes through grants and giving residents in the community, yet it still isn't enough. Currently, the shelter houses 37 kids. There's 3 acres in the back of their facility where Maria Shorkey says they could build a bigger facility if they had the resources. She believes that as a society, we shouldn't be so quick to write off troubled youth, but instead lend a helping hand.
As a community and a society, we got to make a choice whether we want to invest in these kids and try to help them, or we want to just say, "Oh, the problem doesn't exist."
For 19-year-old Quincy White, one of the GED students in St. Cloud, youth like him just need some support and guidance.
There's a lot of judgmental people. A lot of people judge people. And I feel like homeless youth and youth, period, should not get judged for anything because they're just trying to find their way in the world.
White has been in the foster care system since he was 10 years old. He started doing drugs in 9th grade and eventually dropped out of school. Now, he's getting his life back on track. For 90.7 News, I'm Tyshawn Henry.